Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. James H. Ault, 86, of Spring Green, died September 10th at home. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery, where military gravesite rites will be conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of the Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Jim Ault is survived by his wife of 60 years, Rita, his children, James J. and Melinda Ault of Spring Green, Jeffrey and Sarah Ault of Montello, and Cindy and Christopher Peckle of Evansville, 8 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, and his sister, Cheryl Ault of Middleton. James H. Ault, 86, of Spring Green. Tina M. Morava, 61, of Richland Center, died Friday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at events at Castle Rock, Muscadet. Everyone is welcome to bring a dish to pass. All floral arrangements can be sent to events at Castle Rock. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Tina Morava is survived by her children, Ashley and Ryan R.S., and Riley and Sydney Morava, 6 grandchildren, her mother, Mary Lou Shaw, siblings, Susan and Joseph Grindy of Beloit, Brian Thrasher of Janesville, and Michael Topham of Superior, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Tina M. Morava, 61, of Richland Center. Nancy L. Phillips, 84, of Richland Center, died Saturday. At Nancy's request, there will be no formal funeral services. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Nancy Phillips is survived by her husband, Jerry, and a son, Randy. Nancy L. Phillips, 84, of Richland Center.